This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned quote-unquote tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state news agency IRNA reported on Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measure would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. Ukrainian officials say a key city has been attacked by Russian rockets, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The regional governor of Kharkiv is reporting a handful of injuries after a Russian S-300 missile fell near an apartment building and another struck a higher education building in the heart of the city. In Donetsk, the eastern region, at least five civilians there were wounded in rocket attacks fired during the overnight hours. The city of Odessa in the south has been plunged into darkness with a large-scale power failure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's defense minister said Sunday that Kyiv would not use new long-range weapons from the West to strike targets in Russia. Quote, on Friday, our partners decided to provide us with weapons capable of firing at a distance of 150 kilometers or around 90 miles, he told a news conference, adding, we always tell our partners that we take an obligation not to use the weapons of foreign partners against the territory of Russia, only against their units in the temporary occupied territories of Ukraine, for the purpose of deoccupying our land, he said. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian and its flight was an accident. It is criticizing the U.S. for what it terms, quote, an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. What the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon, President Joe Biden told reporters. He had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis made a final appeal for peace in South Sudan before departing the country Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Pope celebrated Mass before an estimated 100,000 people to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. In his homily Sunday, Francis begged for South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. His message aimed to revive hopes in the world's youngest country, which gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011, but has been beset by civil war and conflict. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants after a suicide bombing killed scores of police in a mosque. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. Justice Department will participate in a review of the police department after the death of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old black man fatally beaten by officers in the southern state of Tennessee last month, according to city officials. The review was disclosed in a bulletin by Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland. The bulletin said the Justice Department, as well as the International Association of Chiefs of Police, would take part in an independent and external review requested by the city to assess the Memphis Police Department's special units and use of force policies. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.